She's the queen of the lip liner and lover of dirty martinis, the girl next door that comes with her own entourage of family wherever she goes. Welcome to Reality Mums, Lexi Wood.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
It is lovely to meet you. And we have to say, massive surprise seeing you walk into the house this week with Jesse. We did not see that coming, especially after the little powwow that you had her in the kitchen. You said on Watch What Happens Live last night with Andy Cohen that you thought it would be better to be in Jesse's good graces than bad. Can you elaborate on that, like what you meant by that?
Yeah, I think for my experience in the summer house with him, he was talking behind my back when he said he loved me. So what was he going to do if he didn't anymore? So I just think we still had to live together. So why not just kind of see what happens with the relationship? But more happens with the relationship.
That's very true. I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. Like, it is actually better to not have him talking. He was talking a lot of shit about you.
Thank you so much. Yes. And watching it back for me, it was even more than I thought. And so many things where I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah. I was watching it and I'm like, oh my goodness, how's your mum going watching it? Because it was stressing me out. I'm like, I'd be very angry with him.
Oh my gosh. No, that's so nice of you to ask that. My mom is, honestly, she's mama bear, but she, hearing everything, she's like, wait, that's not you. Those aren't very good describing words for you and how everyone in your life knows you. So it's very hard for my mom to watch as well, unfortunately. I feel so bad.
So we've seen your relationship with the girls over the season grow, and I love seeing you interacting with them all. Do you think that getting close with Jesse so early in the season impacted you getting close to them at the start, or was it just something that progressively happened naturally?
I think so. I was familiar with some of the girls, of course, like going into the house, which was so nice. So I had some familiar faces. I think I probably didn't expect a relationship. Like, I thought because we all lived together, you could really easily have a relationship and be able to kind of be in the house and mingle with everyone. But the relationship was very consuming. So I think it was a little bit more difficult for me to kind of get my grounding and kind of get my footing, and especially going to the house alone, really, because Bailey left and then Emeril wasn't there every weekend. I kind of clung on to the other newest newbies, which would have been West and Jesse, which was really nice. But I am such a girl's girl. I think I just always expect like it to come so naturally. And I'm so lucky because with Gabby and Lindsay, and they are just such great girls in that house. So, yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about you becoming almost like Lindsay 2.0. That you're a little protege now that she's having the baby and, you know, things are moving on. So maybe moving forward, there's something in that space for you to fill that space.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, what an honor. The OG queen. I think that she's such a great example of being such a strong woman. And I, wow, that comparison, I will definitely take that.
Well, you've earned it. We mentioned your family. We all know you are very close with your family, especially your mum and your sister, who are with you everywhere, which is fantastic. Do you think that there could be any plans for a bit of a spin-off, like a Kardashian-style spin-off with you and the family? Like, has Andy flirted anything with you?
We haven't talked about that. I think we're getting through this season, but I think that would be so fun. I mean, I would have to obviously talk about it with the rest of the family, but it would be so fun. We are so close. We are so open. And honestly, we love sharing that family dynamic. That's why my mom, sister, and I have our podcast together, and just sharing like that multi-generational kind of understanding and not having any conversation be too taboo, and just being with like being so open with each other has been such a blessing. So I would love to have some sort of spinoff. That would be a dream. Have everybody feel like they're a part of our family.
Absolutely. And I've been listening to your podcast, and it is very enjoyable watching the three of you interact together. You are clearly very close, and I love that nothing seems off limits.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for listening. It's honestly such a dream to be able to work with my mom and sister in so many different capacities and be best friends. And it's just such a dream come true to have your family be able to be your right-hand people.
We saw that you've entered the house as a friend of Amanda.
Yes.
So, and we know that she's got her swimwear line and you're a model. So I feel like that's a match made in heaven. Do you think that there'll be a collaboration or you'll be modeling for her at any point in the future?
Oh my gosh. I mean, if Amanda, I think she does such a great job modeling her own line. I mean, every single time I see the photo, she looks so beautiful and she really embodies exactly what the line means to her, which I think has been amazing to see. But because modeling is my job, I mean, I would love to model, and modeling bikinis is so amazing. I love it. So yeah, that would be so fun. But I think Amanda does a great job.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
All right, last question we've got for you. Reflecting on your first season in the summer house, do you have any regrets?
Yeah, I think I probably would be slower in the relationship, or actually maybe not even in one at all. I think I, again, kind of underestimated how really living with somebody right away does even just fast track the relationship in general. So I do feel like I would probably have made some different choices there. And I think that I also probably wouldn't have given him so many chances.
Yeah.
But again, living together, and at the end of the day, we had to live together for the rest of the summer anyway. So that was kind of what I was thinking in the moment, but I probably wouldn't have gotten back together with him.
He did not deserve those chances. He did not deserve them.
It is. I agree. So yeah, I think that would be my biggest regret.
Yeah. Well, we hope to see more of you soon. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You can catch Summer House Thursdays on HeyYou here in Australia, same day as the US. Thank you for talking with us today, Lexi Wood.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.